It is the sixth day of October, and Jell-O is back on the air. But where are all our little playmates? Where are Donzie and Filzy, and Mary and Dennis, and Jackie Boy? Ah, me, they're still asleep. For 15 weeks, they have been in the arms of Morpheus. Wake up! Wake up, little playmates! Alas, they do not heed my summons. However, we must get them up. But how? How can we awaken our master of ceremonies? How can we arouse Jackie Boy?
Stop a quarter.
You're asleep.
Alas, my efforts are unavailing. If only someone with magic powers would assist me. But who? Who will it be?
I'll help you, kid. With my magic wand, I will awaken them.
You will awaken them? Who are you?
I am the Blue Fairy.
Then you must hurry, O Blue Fairy. Wake them all and do not tarry.
Fear not, my friend. I'll fly away. All of me and that ain't hay. Well, here I go.
Goodbye, Blue Fairy.
So long, kid. You big love. It's time we heard a Jell-O plug.
Oh, thanks, Blue Fairy. I heed your call. Hand me my girdle from off the wall.
Here you are. Oh, Dennis, say, jump out of bed. On your feet, not on your head.
Oh, I'm tired.
Dennis, wake up and get dressed.
But gee whiz, Ma, I'm sleepy.
Dennis, say you get right over to the studio. Mr. Benny will be furious if you're late.
Okay. Do I have to watch behind my ears?
What for? He doesn't.
That's a lie. That woman better watch out.
Oh, little Phil Harris, come blow your horn. The cows in the meadow, the sheep in the corn.
Corn? That got him. Who are you, babe?
I am the Blue Fairy.
Well, come on in. This is a fantasy.
Sound asleep in the land of Nod. But I, the Blue Fairy, will awaken her.
Some fairy. She couldn't fly with three motors.
Mary, don't spoil the illusion.
This is a fine way to start our first program.
Can you think of something better?
Anything.
Oh. Go ahead, Fairy, and wake her up.
When is she going to wake up the audience?
Never mind. Get going, Fairy.
Oh, Mary Liz, it's time you woke and told us all a funny joke. So open your eyes and don't be drowsy.
Oh, boy, what a lead.
Give me that one.
Out.
All right, now wake me up.
Jack Benny snores so rich and deep. For 15 weeks he's been asleep, but now he must awake, you know, and run his good old Jell-O show. Awake, awake, awake! The sun is taking over here and there. number. Will he ever wake up?
I don't know. Hey, Eddie, will he ever wake up?
I don't know. Hey, Bill, will he ever wake up?
I don't know. Hey, Bill!
Never mind, I'm up!
My goodness!
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with Shout, I Am an American. That was Shout, I Am an American, played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time this season, I bring you a man who returns to the air, fresh as a daisy, gay as a daffodil, modest as a violet, and rugged as a sweet pea, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hello again. This is your favorite flower talking. And Don, before we go any further, what did you think of that novel opening to our first program? You know, where we're all supposed to be asleep for 15 weeks. Wasn't that whimsical?
It certainly was, Jack.
And clever, too. You know, I wrote and produced it myself. Did you like the idea of the Blue Fairy?
Yes, that was novel. Who is she, anyway?
Well, I don't know her name, Don, but she came to us through the courtesy of the great late Dredge and Doc. Her freight bill was something awful in there. Well, anyway, Don, here we are starting our seventh season for Jell-O. For 7 years, you and I and our little gang have been with the same sponsor.
Yes, sir. 7 years on one job.
You know, Don, we're either loyal or in a rut. But who knows? We might be with the same sponsor 7 more years. Or 10. Or 20.
He ever tunes in on us, we're cooked.
Well, look who's here. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary. Hello. How are you?
Well, did you hear that ovation, Mary? Applause, cheers, whistles. I can't understand it.
I can.
Same modest, assuming, unassuming little girl, huh? Fine thing for you to say.
Aw, Jack, who are you kidding? Every actor loves applause, and you know it.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Mary's right, Jack. There's a certain amount of ego in every one of us.
Now, wait a minute, Don. I was in vaudeville for a good many years, and my only thought was to entertain. Applause meant absolutely nothing to me.
Oh, no? Tell them about the time you're going to kill yourself in Toledo.
Well, even the ushers didn't applaud there. Besides, I had no intention of killing myself.
And what were you doing with that rope in your dressing room?
I hung my laundry on it. Let's not start our first program by being personal. Let's talk about something else. What'd you do this summer, Mary?
I was asleep till that Dredge woke me up.
Now, cut that out. You're not supposed to take that literally. It was just a delightful fantasy.
Why, Jack, you ought to be ashamed of yourself writing a corny thing like that.
Who said I wrote it?
You did.
Oh. Well, as long as I'm trapped, I wrote the music, too. Anyway, it was a very novel opening for our first program, and I'm proud of it.
Proud of it? Why, it didn't even make sense.
Oh, it didn't, eh? Well, they said the same thing about A Midsummer Night's Dream. And look how successful that was.
Yeah, I hear Shakespeare just built a home in Brentwood.
That's A. Shakespeare from Universal. Anyway, Mary, you don't appreciate how hard it is to get new ideas and things. You know, Don, I sat up night after night working on an idea.
Hey, Jack.
What?
Here comes Sierra, too.
Oh, yes. Hello, Phil.
Hiya, folks. Here's the man you've been waiting for. Get them hands out of your pocket. Well, hello.
Oh, sure. He would ask for it.
I appreciate that, folks. You know, applause is food for an actor, so thanks for the lunch.
Ha, ha, it's a Lulu.
Well, you didn't disappoint us, Phil. You came right back the way you left. Not a kernel missing. Well, Phil, I hear you had another successful tour this summer on those one-night stands.
Yes, sir. We covered about 16,000 miles, one town after another.
Boy, that's what I call a tough grind.
I wouldn't go through that for all the money in the world.
What?
You heard me. I don't know how that guy does it. Phil, why do you only stay one night in a town and then move on?
Love him and leave him, that's my motto.
I know, I saw him tattooed on your chest. You know, Phil, you ought to take a vacation in the summer instead of working and traveling around the country. Look at those bags under your eyes.
Oh, they're not so big.
I like to have them full of radium, that's all. Grub.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I look all right. So do my boys. Why don't you say something about the new suits they're wearing?
Well, I've got to admit, they're all spruced up today. I noticed another thing. They smell so sweet.
Why, sure. They all got perfume on.
Perfume, eh? That's all right.
You'll never replace the old-fashioned bathtub.
Never mind. With them, I'll settle for anything. But at that, Phil, I must compliment you on the way.
Hey, Jack.
What?
Here comes Baby Dumpling.
Oh, yes. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, everybody.
Well, hello, Jimmy.
Well.
Gee, was all that applause for me?
Yes, sir, Dennis. Every bit of it. The people are glad to see you back again.
Then I ought to get more dough.
Sit down, you money-mad ham. It's a fine entrance you made, Dennis. The first crack out of the box, you want more money. You know, this is only your second year in show business, and if you ask me, you're doing all right.
Well, Kenny Baker's got a yacht.
Never mind Kenny Baker. And at least. More money, more money. Let me tell you a little story, Dennis. Something you ought to know and think about. When I was a kid your age, life wasn't as easy for me as it is for you. Well, I used to walk around the streets of Waukegan selling newspapers. I was hungry. Yes, and I was barefoot.
I bet it was snowing, too.
You said it. Why, Dennis, when I used to come home at night after tramping the streets all day selling those papers, my little feet were swollen. And bleeding.
Where'd you get the blood?
I had it then. But I was happy, Dennis. Happy because I was struggling to achieve success, slow but sure. And that's why you should be happy, too.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Benny. Maybe I ought to take a cut.
A cut?
Look at his ears go up.
They didn't budge. Now listen, Mary, I wasn't going to mention it because I wanted it to be a surprise to the whole gang. But when you each get your check tomorrow, you'll find a raise. A substantial increase.
I don't believe it, but say it again.
Bill, don't act so surprised. I gave you all a raise last year, didn't I?
Sure. But right afterwards, you sold a stock in your ostrich farm.
My ostrich farm? What's wrong with that? They lay eggs every day of the week.
And on Sunday, you take over.
Mary, May Company. Now, Dennis, if you can forget... Dennis, if you can forget about Kenny Baker's yacht long enough, how about singing a song for us?
Okay.
Go ahead, Dennis. Wait a minute. Come in.
Pardon me. Are you Jack Benny?
Yes.
My name...